the offense, and, you know, that always helps, you know, just being able to, you know, learn the game plan a little fast, you know, get it down a little quicker. And I think, you know, we can always improve, and, you know, that's what we're working to do.
Well, yeah, most of the guys are back. I mean, that to me would be encouraging as you try to take this next step.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just going to focus on this game right here, and then when this game's over, we're just going to turn the page and move on.
Now they all call you their number one recruit. You've been their number one recruit since the middle of the year. So how does that make you feel? Does the coaches say that?
I mean, you know, I'm glad I had that decision with Coach Ferris and everything. And, you know, I wanted to stay for my senior year. And my parents wanted me to stay for my senior year. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, we're just gonna keep moving on.
How much of a weight off of your shoulders, if you will, was that for you to be able to make that decision right away and then just be able to?
Yeah, there's no point in me holding out, you know, when I already made up my mind. And, you know, there's no point in holding those big press conferences because you're expected to stay for your senior year and just play it out. And, you know, I'm glad I did it. And, you know, there's big weight. And you can just focus on playing football.
Was there a specific moment during the year where that kind of hit you just as far as what you wanted to do?
Not really. After the Nebraska game, I, you know, sat down with my parents and we talked about it for a little bit. And then, you know, that meeting with Coach Bryan and Coach Kirk really, you know, sealed the deal for me.
That Nebraska game, were you trying to outrun Canzari on that run down there?
I was just trying to block for him. I didn't know if I was going to try to cut the guy or not, but I tried, you know, but he was
a
little faster than me. Yeah.
I just thought maybe you were trying to beat Jordan down the field.
Right. I didn't know where he was, but I was just trying to get him in the end zone.
When that game had to be a sweet way for you down the regular season.
Right.
Growing up in Denison with a lot of Big Red fans.
There's a lot of them over there, yep.
How nice is it to be able to have a meal like this at Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, yeah. Outback Steakhouse is a great restaurant. You know, there's great hospitality, and, you know, we appreciate it. And just, you know, just looking forward to get down to Florida.
Yeah, how about just getting out of Iowa for a couple weeks?
Right. You know, we're looking forward to it a lot.